Is the length of one's hair important to God? We'll talk about it on Key Life.
Key Life exists to communicate that the deepest message of Jesus in the Bible is the radical grace of God to sinners and sufferers. Life's hard for everyone, so grace is for all of us. But there is a lot of confusion about how grace applies to real life. So here's seminary professor and author Steve Brown and Pete Owenson to answer your questions.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, Steve.
I don't like that kind of question.
Why not? Why?
Because I don't have any hair.
Well, no, you do.
I have a crew cut. Has a shape escape chip.
You have hair. You got on the sides and around the back. And yeah, you could have a ponytail down the middle of your back if you grew it down there.
That's true. But, you know, it would look funny, frankly.
It would, but I know people that do it.
I know, too. I could shave it, too. If I didn't have such big ears, I would just take all my hair off. But people would kid me about flying if I could flap my ears. So I'm just going to stick with it the way it is.
Well, I've got one suggestion I'll bring up later, if you want to. I mean, it's, you know, there it is.
Tony, never mind. I'm not going to say that. That's Pete Owenson. He comes in on Fridays, and we answer your questions. And we love doing this, and we love your questions. You can ask a question by calling 1-800-KEY-LIFE, and you can do that anytime. Just record your question, and sometimes we put your voice on the air. Or you can write to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060. Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8, or you can email your question to steve@keylife.org, and we'll take you and your question seriously. And while you're doing that, if you can, help us financially. I promise that we'll squeeze every dime for the glory of God. You can put it on your credit card, include it in your envelope, and we'll use it for those who will rise up and call you blessed for giving it. Mm. If you can't, we understand, say a prayer for this ministry. Enough. Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer, and then we'll get to these questions.
Great, great. Well, we come into your presence, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we thank you that we can pause momentarily to come to you. We honor you and praise you for your sovereignty, for your love, for your mercy. We thank you that you carry us every day. We thank you that you're large and in charge and have been all week. And we come to you and we ask for your perspective. We ask for your filling, Holy Spirit. We ask that your grace would continue to shape us and, yes, to make us like Jesus. And so we honor you, we praise you, we thank you that we get to be your children. And now we ask, Lord, that even as we think about gathering with the rest of your family this weekend, we ask that you would, in a powerful way, draw us together. Lord, we're so easily distracted by what the world has to offer, so we look forward to being in church. And we ask that you would use our worship directors, priests, pastors, teachers, leaders, all those who are working and getting ready right now, to bring us into your throne room. And so we come and look forward to bowing our knees before you. And now we commit this time of Q&A to you and ask that, Lord Jesus, you would use it to take us one step closer to you. Commit our time to you now in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Pete, this first question is an email. Does 1 Corinthians 11 say that a guy having long hair is a dishonor to God, or is it saying something else? Does how one wears his or her hair important to God?
Well, that's controversial with all kinds of historical, cultural stuff attached to it. How do you approach that?
Well, you have to. If you're liberal theologically and the authority of Scripture isn't important to you, you just can find out whatever you don't like and say that's cultural, and it doesn't apply. But if you're a Bible believer and you believe that the Bible is revealed truth, you can't do that. You got to find a hermeneutic, and that's a principle of interpretation that allows you to deal with texts like this in a biblical and adequate way.
Mm.
And so, and if you find a contradiction any place in Scripture, then you can start moving into the idea that it's culturally oriented. Now, Paul was teaching a number of things about God, about respect, about what goes on in the church, and they were culturally oriented. Like, we know that Samson had long hair, and when he got it short, he got killed.
Yeah.
And you know, when you think of the people in the Testament, in the first century, they had long hair. Probably Paul had long hair, too, when he was writing that. So you're free at that point to say, wait, something else is going on here, and then to look at the text in a different way.
I like that. That's really, really important, what you said. And there's a relativity to long hair. What is the long hair? How long is long? You know, is it shoulder length? Or is it middle of the back, or what?
Yeah.
You know, so that's relative. You know, an initial thrust also culturally that I think is a biblical theme is that gender matters. This is a particularly relevant issue today, that it may well have some gender application. We know the Old Testament was concerned with that whole idea too, that a man was not to wear women's clothes.
Yeah,
and this is controversial, obviously today in America.
But needs to be said.
Needs to be said
because we're doing some crazy things.
Yeah.
Now that isn't to say that gender confusion or dysphoria or gender problems are not real. Mm-hmm. I think they can be.
They're real, yeah.
And they have always been. You and I, as pastors for a lot of years, have dealt with that on occasion. And when you do, you deal with it biologically and biblically.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what's going on in our culture.
That's right.
In our culture, they're saying you can choose. If you're a man, you can choose to have a baby. If you're a woman, you can choose to be a man. If you're a man, you can choose to be a woman. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that wiggle room in Scripture. So I think you're wise to point out that this has gender implications to it. It really does. And we'll get letters for just what we just said.
Right.
But I don't care.
No.
I mean, you can't stop speaking truth because you're going to get negative letters.
And you're right. And the problem is the advocacy for, particularly with our most vulnerable population, our young girls, particularly, interestingly, white young girls. If you read Abigail Schreier's book, she's not a Christian.
Yeah.
But she's a very deep, thoughtful journalist on that whole thing. And we need to be aware because too many of our young kids are at risk now.
That's so true. And what's being done to them is unconscionable.
Unconscionable evil. Absolutely,
yeah,
evil.
Yeah, it really is. What do we, this is an email, what do we know for sure about the end times?
Jesus is coming
back.
That's it.
That's right? It. That's all we know
for
sure.
You and I agree on eschatology.
He's going to win in the end.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's fun to study eschatology.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to look at the different views. There isn't any view so weird that it hasn't been advocated by some Christian somewhere.
Right.
And, you know, the charts disagree with each other. Nobody knows for sure. You know, that guy that wrote 88 Reasons the Rapture's Gonna Occur in 1988.
Yeah.
And when it didn't occur, he wrote a book the next year.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, it's true.
89 Reasons.
I remember that.
89
yeah.
Reasons. The Rapture's going to, I'll bet you that second copy didn't sell very much. No, look, we're not making fun. We're laughing at ourselves. We all like to talk about end times. Just be careful of too many details and absolute sureness about those things.
That's right.
Jesus' attitude was totally different, wasn't it?
Yeah. In fact, Jesus sums up Matthew 24. Matthew 24 is called the Small Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Read that. Read 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5, and you get some really good clarity on what we can expect.
Which is absolute, and which all Christians can agree on.
Yeah.
And Jesus said about the time that he didn't even know.
Right.
In his incarnational state. So that's a good attitude to have for all of us. We break fellowship with other Christians over these issues.
Yeah, like baptism and some of those things we don't need to break issue or fellowship over, but we can allow the end times to hold lightly onto our things, our possessions, and be focused on kingdom work.
You know, when I was a teenager, I was a part of a Bible study with a lady in my hometown, which is Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And she had a house up on the side of a mountain, and we met there every Monday night, and she was Aunt Gordy. And every morning of her life, she would go to her kitchen window. She would throw open the windows and look out over the city of Asheville and say, "Lord, maybe today."
Yeah.
"Maybe today." And that comment in the morning informed the rest of her day.
You know, that is really, really a good thing to do.
Yeah.
The more people ought to do that.
Yeah, I agree. And the scripture is clear that we should. Just be careful about being too sure that you've got it down. Addison Leach told me before he died, he was the dean at Gordon-Conwell. He said he believed that sometimes somebody was going to come up with an answer. And it's probably going to be a layman, not a scholar.
Yeah.
And everybody will say, "Oh, that's what he meant. We didn't know that."
It's going to be a well-read electrician.
Yeah, that's right. You know? Who's going to come up with the answer that we'll all give. Let me see. Okay, a short one. Will our pets be in heaven? But of course.
Sure.
Except I've had 5 German Shepherds and one's not going to make it. It was the dumbest dog I ever had. He wasn't smart enough to understand the gospel.
Oh, my goodness. Which one was that?
Calvin.
Calvin.
Well, he was misnamed.
Poorly named.
It was a misnomer. I shouldn't have called him Calvin, but he really was a dumb dog. I got to say that right up front. Listen, nobody knows for sure, but there are enough scripture to give us hope. And if you love your dog as much as I love my dog, and her name is Annie, and she's a black, big German Shepherd, and she's going to heaven. And we're getting out of here. First, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Networks.